Hello, this is Jasmine Rice with Good Things Are Gonna Come. Today's episode is 7 self-care tips. And this blog is actually written because I wrote a free ebook that you can find on my website, and I wanted to blog about it to give you a little teaser on what you're gonna find in that ebook. Let's start with a quote. Self-care is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. So self-care refers to actions and attitudes which contribute to well-being and personal health. And it's not only bubble baths and candles, which I think are amazing. It's anything that helps you decompress. So it's not something that you can just randomly go purchase in a grocery store. It includes a variety of activities that are tailored for each and every one of us. Self-care is different for everyone. And true self-care is figuring out what resonates with you, honoring what your needs are, and working on those needs within your boundaries. So if you Google self-care tips, you're going to see everything ranging from going to get a massage or going on a walk, or honestly, I just saw an article on masturbation as self-care. So if you check out my website, you can find that link. So Googling self-care tips, establish a morning routine is a common one, or practicing good hygiene, scheduling days off, disconnecting from technology, the list goes on and on. When I was going through my divorce, I spent hours and hours Googling the different things that I should be doing to not only just move on and move forward, but also to take care of myself. And I was getting really overwhelmed. All the while, I was neglecting some of the basic things that I knew would be most beneficial. And they're common sense type things. And that's what we're going to talk about. So when you're going through shit in life, most of the time, we just go into survival mode. We just want to get by. And practicing self-care sounds overwhelming. Because who wants to go run 3 miles, come home, cook a healthy dinner after they just spent the afternoon crying? It probably sounds more appealing to just put on your comfy clothes, order a pizza, maybe pour a glass of wine. So I've struggled with self-care not only while I was going through my divorce, but also when I faced other challenging transitions in my life. And then I realized that the 7 things that I talk about in this ebook, they don't have to be so daunting. I noticed I began practicing consistently self-care when I realized it didn't have to be so daunting. And that's the key, consistency. So let's jump into these tips here. And again, if you download my free ebook, you're going to get more information on each of these topics. Number one is breathe. I'm not talking about involuntary breathing here. Obviously, we do that. I'm talking about taking a moment when you're starting to get overwhelmed or even before, and just taking a deep, deep breath in through your nose, and you hold it, and then you exhale it out through your mouth. And you don't need to spend 30 minutes a day in deep meditation breathing to do this. This can be done anywhere. And the best part, it's free. Number two, exercise. Endorphins play a huge role in reducing stress and anxiety. So what are some of the things that get endorphins flowing in our bodies? Eating spicy food, exercise, sex. If you are not a fan of spicy food, go ahead and skip it. If you're going through a divorce or a breakup, you're probably not getting a lot of sex. So that leaves us with exercise. And I'm not saying that you need to go run a marathon or half marathon or even a 5K or do something extremely strenuous. I'm talking about moving your body, even if that starts with a walk around the block or just stretching. Start by moving your body. Number three, eat a healthy diet. So again, when you're going through challenging times, comfort food sounds amazing and does just that. It comforts you. But if you are constantly eating like shit, you're most likely gonna feel like shit. And I'm not telling you in this ebook to give up your pizza or never eat French fries again, because I love both of those a lot. I'm suggesting you start with baby steps. So if you're used to eating 2 donuts a day, cut down to 1. and drink water, please. If you're crying a lot, going through stressful times, you're going to become dehydrated and you're going to need that H2O. So start with one glass if you're not a big water drinker. And I have a couple of tips when you are drinking water that help for me. Maybe you just put a squeeze of lemon or lime in it, or put an herbal tea bag in there to help for flavor. But drink the water. Number four, having a support network. So again, I'm going to go into more detail in my book, but alone time is very healing when you are going through challenging times in your life. But if you're isolating yourself, that's not healthy. So trying to balance your alone time with connecting with other people, positive people, and note that word. So it can be difficult for some people to support those that are going through challenging situations. They just don't know how to relate to you. So if you feel like you're not getting the support that you need from certain people, then that's okay. But having a healthy support network when you're going through challenging times, that actually is self-care. Self-care doesn't mean that you have to be alone. Number five is getting enough sleep. And I know this one is really, really hard, especially when you lay down at night and your mind is just going and you can't think of what is happening during the day and what you're going to be doing next, and you have all of these unknowns. But even if you can't sleep, rest. Just rest your body and try to rest your mind. If your mind is going when you're laying in bed, think of different things. Try to count sheep, sing a song. But even if you can't sleep at that moment, just try to rest your body. Adults need between about 7 and 9 hours of sleep, and you might not be able to achieve this right away, but at least rest your body. Lay down, put the phone down, don't flip through it and look at what's on your calendar for tomorrow or social media. Just try to rest your body and your mind. Number six is journaling. This can be really challenging for some people, and some people it's not healthy for. I have a blog, if you visit my website, specifically about journaling, when I talk about this in greater detail on whether or not journaling is beneficial for you. But I also want to suggest audio journaling. That is how I started journaling through my divorce. Getting a piece of paper and a pen was too daunting all of the time. So I got out my phone, I hit record, and I started journaling about my life and my day. Number seven, you're going to have to download my free ebook to see tip number seven. And again, you can find that on my website, goodthingsaregonnacome.com. If you click on the contact me page, you'll be able to put in your email address and it will be sent to you to download. So all of these things that I talk about, we know we should be doing them, but we don't, because they can be overwhelming when life gets hard. So I suggest approaching them a little bit differently and giving yourself grace. Listen to your body. Be kind with yourself. And you don't have to constantly be working on self-care 24/7. To state it short and sweet as I can, self-care is creating your recipe of taking care of yourself in a way that preserves and improves your mental health, physical health, and spiritual health. To learn more about working with me, you can visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.